Are we good to, now we can.
Now.
Call the meeting, this meeting to order at September 14th, Parks and Rec Advisory Board. Is there a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
Sure, I'm moving to approve it.
Great. All right, we're all good? All right. And the summary notes, did you get a chance to read through those?
Thank you, Vicky.
It's the closest thing to a project plan. Sorry, that was snarky.
Frosty, no.
All right, is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I'm moving to approve.
Second, all in favor? Are we good with the minutes?
Good.
Great. Then, do we have any community comments?
We do not.
All right. Then let's go into leadership transitions. We're going to start, I'll start by recognizing Ken Warner for his amazing service. This is his last official Parks Board meeting as Parks Board Director.
We think.
We think. I was going to say we hope, but we don't hope. I want him to stay. But we do have, I'm sorry, Patty and Jane, we can't really appreciate cupcakes and lemon bars, but we have that and a little card for Ken, just to say thank you. You've been amazing with the impact you've had on our community, and we've been just a joy to work with.
Well, thanks, Vicky.
I'm sorry, your back is hurting tonight.
So.
Just a quick note that Diana said, texted me that she's trying to log on.
Oh.
Is she in the waiting room?
I don't see her in there, but I'll keep an eye out.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Jane.
Yeah, so officially, my last day with the city is September 29th, 2 weeks roughly. We have gone through an extensive process to find my replacement, two different rounds of searches for appropriate applicants, public involvement on our committees. And we have a finalist who has accepted the job. We're moving through the, you know, the background checks and those types of things right now to get that employee on board. What we don't know is official start dates, obviously. I will be working back with the city in October to help with transition. Don't know how long that'll be or what it looks like yet. Depends when the person arrives and what kind of help they want and what our city manager would like me to do. I've offered to help continue working on projects if he likes to help, like the Community Rec Center feasibility study, if he wants me to tag along or not, that's up to him. But that's where we are. So that's the leadership transition. We're working hard. Good thing is, all of our staff in our Parks Department had the opportunity to sit down with a meet and greet with the finalists, ask all the questions they wanted, have that person explain who they are, what they stand for, you know, all the everything. So that was about, what, a 2-hour interaction?
Yeah.
At least, yeah, it was.
Yeah. So we think we can, a good first.
Right.
And I will let you know as soon as I can tell you the name, who it is, you know, and they've told their story to their employer. We'll get that word out. You guys specifically, of course, as soon as I can.
And if you think of anything that you'd like the advisory board to do to assist you or the new person transition, please be proactive and let us.
Sure. My guess is I'll probably sit in October and introduce that person and help them meet new people.
Oh, maybe we can have cupcakes then.
That's right, we can have cupcakes once.
I'm all about that.
Yes.
Great. Okay, any questions or follow-up input? Jane, Tom, Patty, no? All right, so let's talk the Recreation Center update.
Yeah, so hopefully you guys all got the email from Ryan, our project manager, got to read it, take a look at our next step, which is the questionnaire. So As you know, we've had a meeting with our steering committee. With our first meeting, we've had two town halls, one virtual, one in person. And with that information that was gathered, we went to city council, I guess last Monday. I just kind of gave them a brief update of where we are in the process, what we, you know, a little bit of what we found out, and then what our next steps, and asked them, is there anything else they're going to need to hear from our community to go to step two? As we know, this step one is a lot of subjective data. You know, we're asking the community what you want. You know, rec center, if it was to move forward. Step two gets a lot more technical into, you know, architectural drawings. It gets into the official polling. It gets to start to talk about, you know, how do we get things to pass if we go that far? So this is really just a listening session still. I sent out the questionnaire that we have. We want to have comments if you have some comments on that. So this questionnaire, we will send out big and wide, like we did our master plan in 2019. So this will go out to all of our partners in the community to get as much back as we can. Our master plan got back about 1900 responses to that survey. So this will go to everybody we work with, you know, our volunteer groups, all of our solve groups that we have contact with. It'll go to all our youth sports organization. It'll go out to all the PTA, PTO, PTSO groups in our community. It'll go to all the scouting groups that we partner with. It'll obviously go to neighborhood association presidents who hopefully disperse that out to all of their groups. So this is our chance to kind of go broad. You know, we kind of waited and didn't do all that for the town halls, but this is where we want to get as much input as we can. And you know, the question for our community is, you know, what are you going outside our community to do, and what would you like to have in our community that we don't have in a community rec center, and see where that falls. So the questionnaire, we kind of found out that when we met with the community, you know, their thoughts were a little narrower than we liked. So this questionnaire has added pictures to kind of, and lists to kind of let people know what a community rec center can be or could be in our community. Not, you know, just with different spaces. So that's not to say we'll have all of them or won't have any of them, but just to prompt them with the questionnaire to let them know what's possible. So, but we wanted to get it to you guys and kind of take a look at it, see what your thoughts are as we get ready to send this out sometime next week, hopefully.
Well, I'll go ahead and start. I've had.
Thanks, Regina. Jane,
that's okay, Vicki.
Sorry, Jane, you start. Okay.
No, I was going to say, if we have questions about the survey and comments about it, who do we send those to?
Well, we can talk about tonight, or you can email them to me and Tara, or to the group is fine. I mean,
okay.
I mean, whatever you're comfortable sending them to.
Okay. Okay. Should I just dig into it, or Vicki, make your comment, and then I can just give my.
Let's dig into it. I think it's important that we have a dialogue and that we, you know, we need to provide a recommendation to city council on procedure. And I know I've received a lot of feedback following those meetings, and I have a lot of feedback on this. So Jane, why don't you go ahead and start? What are some of your, what's your reaction? What are your thoughts?
So first of all, the introduction has some grammatical issues, which could be cleaned up and more clearly presented instead of the very long sentences that are used there, maybe just so I can put those in writing. Some of the other variables that they're measuring, I don't understand, like, why are we asking if someone's retired? Do we want to know different types of employment? That seems kind of like an odd thing specifically just to ask, instead of asking, you know, are you employed, or, you know, age demographics or anything else like that. And then I don't see anything about proximity to public transport. So I think that would be a tremendous factor to understand, is whether or not people need public transportation to get to this, because if it's up next to Tanner Creek, or, you know, if it's in different neighborhoods, how easily is it accessed by public transport, especially for children, you know, to get there after school? If it's on one end of the city, you know, what's the bus service like between the schools and a public facility that people may be using for daycare?
So the first question, the reason that the they're really kind of looking at with the retired question, kind of just not full demographics, but just kind of where, who's filling out the survey. It just is what, you know, they kind of relayed to me is just, you have children with under 18, I think is one of the questions in your home, you know, and that's where you could fill out more than one, if I remember correctly off the top of my head. And it just kind of gives them an idea of who's filling them out. This is not, you know, a statistically valid survey of any type, and it probably is not near as detailed as what we will do when we actually get to phase two, where we're gonna, someone is gonna work on the absolute polling for this project, you know, to start to look at, can it be passed by our community? Public transport, I think, is a great question. I think what we're trying to find out right now really is, what would our community want in a community rec center? And the question we came up with at kind of the second town hall is, well, we need to know what it costs. You know, where are you telling us that? And we're working on putting a little, a package together of a couple comparables, kind of what ours might look like. But it's kind of the horse or the cart thing. What we would like to know what our community would like to see in a community rec center. And then it goes to the architect. And if you want 2 gymnasiums, a fitness area, a team space, and this, then it kind of goes to the architect. The architect is going to look at the list and say, well, to make that work, here are the square footages, right? And we'll get an unofficial cost estimate. And then, you know, Ballard King and Associates is the third partner who is doing our financial pro forma. So even in phase one, he'll take a look at it and say, well, this layout and square footage, the operational costs would probably be this, your staffing costs would be this. Yeah, it could be financially feasible. So that's kind of what phase one is really looking at. And that's not to say that what everybody wants will even end up in phase two, you know, because it might be a 100,000 square foot facility, and that's probably out of our price range. So
I'm just going to step in.
Sure, absolutely.
I'm disappointed in this. I'm just going to start. I'm disappointed in this.
Okay.
I understand totally that their desire is to find out what you want in a rec center.
Right.
I've received a lot of feedback after the 2 meetings, including from city council, that they're frustrated that we're just asking, so what do you want in a rec center? What do you want in a rec center? Without any context. If you're going to do a widespread survey, it has to be meaningful. If I wasn't involved in this and I saw this, I would be angry. And the reason for that is MIG does it every time. They go in assuming yes. And the question is, do you like A or do you like B? Do you want a cupcake or a lemon bar? And people are smart. They want to say, here are the priorities for our community. This is what's important. This is really lightweight. I think that it is not usable data. It's not, I honestly, we're going to spend the money and spend the goodwill of people filling out a form. It has to be a lot more substantial than this. And we have to be able to listen to what people have to say. You come and say, do you want cardio or do you want arts? And they're saying, well, how does this fit in with water system? You know, we have to have a much better intro. I think a much better context intro. And I think that we have to have some questions that get into prioritizing a rec center and starting the, yes, I want a rec center. I mean, if any part of selling anything, changing anything, you start with awareness and desire. This is assuming yes. We have to put this in such a context that we're building awareness and we're growing desire and we're getting past the resistance that, are you guys not looking at everything else? That came across in our town hall meeting, and there was a man who was sitting there saying, I want you to ask me what my concerns are. Just ask me. And nobody asked him what are your concerns. I don't think this is going to go over well. I think we have to make it more robust and not just say, so do you want cardio or do you want sports? It's very simplistic and it assumes yes. This isn't going to tell me if there's awareness and desire. The survey should be at least letting us know awareness and desire. This just is going to say, well, we know we want courts, we know we want cardio. I was very disappointed in this. Sorry, I'm not usually a negative person, but I am tonight.
Right, so I hear.
Want a cupcake?
Well, no, I hear everything you're saying. I think.
Yes.
I guess what's a little frustrating is that when council set this as a goal, they use our master plan as a guideline, mm-hmm. right? And phase one is very simple, right? It's not complex. Unfortunately, it doesn't go into what are concerns. It doesn't go into awareness. It doesn't go into, is this going to pass? It doesn't go into, mm-hmm. is there a ton of support? Really asked.
It just asked, is there do you interest? Want like this or that?
I kind of did, and that's the contract that we wrote that ended up with where we are. I think that, you know, this is really about if we have one, what would it be? That was really the purpose, right? We talked to council all along. I said, you realize the decision you're going to make is basically going to be on subjective data. That is not going to give you anything concrete on what our community will vote or anything, right? That's, you're right. This is kind of a wish list and putting together a little package of what it could be. And unfortunately, that's the contract that was written. I think they're providing that to council. Now, I understand why council wants more than this. And unfortunately, we met with them last Monday and you were there. And we said, is there anything else you need or what do you need to help you make a decision on phase one? And unfortunately, we didn't get any feedback whatsoever.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, and so
we didn't have this in front of us either.
No, but you're right. But I think so presented as a question here. Because if
specifically, I think we need more on page 3. That's not nearly enough to paint a picture of what we're talking about. And I think that I don't have a problem with the questions I have,
sure.
But I do think that we need to have a little bit more around, you know, I pulled out the questionnaire that MIT used before. And by the way, it's no more work to do 2 more questions than it is to do this. So sure. It's not like we're asking them to do more sure. on the contract. I'm right. Just sending out an A or B questionnaire is not a good strategy because if a person is no, it makes them more of a no. Oh, you just want A or B. In other words, you don't want to talk, listen to me. It's just a bad strategy. It's not, we need at least one question around, you know, do you find this to be a value to our community?
Right.
Or on a scale of 1 to 5, what impact would this have? Something around, do you want it? And I don't see it in here.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, I think it's important that question is almost at the top. If we look at the history of what happened the last time we put something together, and that had a swimming pool in it, but had a rec center in it, and that went down 2-1. I mean, it was not like close. So one of the things that most people will be thinking about is, what does my property tax bill look like now in the house I live in, and how will that change if we have a rec center? I mean, people might not want to say it, but that's going to determine, you know, how they view things, okay? I get that, you know, if somebody said, well, what would you like? You know, I might have a different list than anybody else because I, you know, I like to run. So I live a track above a basketball court here. Don't want to be on a basketball court. Not at age 73, I don't. But the bottom line is that if you want everything everything that could be in it, okay, the real critical issue for most people, I think, in our community, property taxes are pretty high, is what's it going to cost? And I get we're not going to do that in phase one,
sure.
but that's what they're going to. So the question is it even worth doing? Okay. And I don't know the answer to that in this community. I mean, I think that the answer 10 years ago, or whenever it was a resounding no. It wasn't close. And a lot of those people still live here, and I don't know where they're at. I mean, you'll be able to go down the road, the Rosemont Road to Lake Oswego in a couple of years and hit a pretty nice place that they're putting in where there used to be a golf course. So, I mean, there's that kind of stuff, but I think that's the decision that needs to get made.
I also think that we could lift, and trust me, I do this all the time. It's simple. They can pull a copy of the question from the old one and drop it into this one. I'd like to see the trend analysis of how it's changed since we did the master plan.
Right.
And for example, I don't know how it lines with the questions, but 13 and 14 on our old survey, the question was, what types of recreation programs are most needed or should be enhanced in West Lynn? Select your top two. And back then it was outdoor aquatic programs, swimming was number one. But, you know, there are a handful of these questions I think we could lift and use again, because it gets us away from, well, clearly you want a rec center. So there just has to be more substance to it. And I think we will be creating a negative reaction right out of the gates. And I was really disappointed in what they gave us. Sorry.
To chime in also for what John was saying about the gap between passing it 2-1 is, I think the city council would want to know right off the bat, knowing that there are obstacles to getting this whole thing executed in some way or form, what are the greatest concerns about this, about the new building? And you could list environmental concerns, you know, transport connections, you know, available land, cost of land, taxes, you know, name off like the top 10 things of what are the obstacles that you were concerned about, that gentleman at the meeting was concerned about, obviously. And then you could address those, right? Knowing those instead of waiting until the fifth iteration of the survey, when people are like, oh, you know, this is going to be expensive. Wouldn't you want to know what the obstacles are now the community is concerned about?
I mean, this is it. We're explaining. The question is, what are you talking about with the rec center? That's the answer. That's really not sufficient. And I just think that we need to put much more, and I love that question suggestion. Hey, Diane, how about you? What are your thoughts? Oh, you need to unmute.
I think all points are really well taken, and I feel, yeah, the same way. I thought it looked a little sparse. You said it was not robust, and I agree. And I do think if you're going to have it, I don't know how many surveys people are going to want to fill out, but let's get the darn survey right. So maybe you just need one important survey, and then if you get stragglers filling out a second wave, then that's fine. But the first one should be the most informative. So I think we need to get it right. And I think, you know, all of those suggestions are good. I do think pulling back some of that history from the previous attempt can be helpful too, if that's easily accessible and, you know, can be compared once some of these results are in. But I think to give them as much information as possible, and like what Jane was talking about, including more of those details about, you know, to include some of those things would be really helpful, I think, in judging and measuring the community's response.
I also, did I see in the demographics ethnicity? Because I want us to hear from historically marginalized populations as well.
It's not in this survey.
The one that they did for the master plan, I mean, there's a whole, most of it is very heavy on folks, but there are some that we could pull. And I think their demographics were significantly more professional. It's just, the last survey that they did, there's a reason we had so many responses. That was a good survey. And this, I don't feel comfortable saying we should go to the community with this.
Well, I think the difference is, you know, to be honest, that's a survey. This is a questionnaire. And I think that's how council wanted it. That's how it was written out. Now, can we change that? I mean, to make it a more robust survey, sure. That's completely possible, but I think that's the difference. It was presented as a questionnaire, right? Which to me is less formal, I think, right? I mean, in my mind, a questionnaire.
But it goes out as a survey. It goes, I mean, it's all goes out.
The public can know that, you're right. I mean, it's going out, you're right. But I think that's why it's presented as a questionnaire, because that's how it was presented to them. That makes sense. But I think it can certainly be changed, absolutely.
So, what I might suggest is, shall people, if you have specific feedback, you want to write it out and funnel it to,
Yeah, that'd be best. I mean, I've taken notes, but I certainly want it. If you're willing, please email it to us.
Can maybe we do that by next week? When would you need that from us?
Within 2 weeks.
What? Yeah, I mean, what's appropriate next week for you guys? I mean, is it Tuesday? Is it Wednesday? I mean, you tell me.
Can we get all of our feedback to Ken by Wednesday, no later than Wednesday? Yes, okay.
Great.
And I'm really sorry if I came in too strong on this. I you know, I'm usually a cheerleader. Sorry, Ken.
Well, I do think people are busier today, and it seems like everybody has less and less time. So I think it'd be really good just to get it right and then not, or as informative, you know, as much information as we can glean from this, and then just have that as a working, you know, a working survey, I guess, or questionnaire, whatever you want to call it. And then we don't have to put out multiple questionnaires or surveys. We hopefully could gain a lot of information from those who are willing to fill it out.
Thank you, Diana. I agree. Okay. Any other comments?
I didn't write it. Don't worry.
I know. This was just sent out. We read it. And, you know, it's an iteration. It's an iterative process.
They specifically avoid that going there?
Yeah, they're is a common strategy.
Okay.
It's just one that really makes people angry. It's not a good strategy when you're polling in public. Anyway, not to get into the details.
Hi, Patty, you missed all the fireworks.
Sorry, I was actually the negative person tonight. I apologize. New public works and parks facility.
Yeah, so that is a very large project that has started. Actually, one of the exits off of Salamo is the entrance road. It's starting to be worked on along with improvements to Salamo. Through our public works department, they have a full consulting team that has built a number of public works facilities in this area and parks that we've been working with, and now we're engaging our staff. Our staff has gone out earlier this week, did a little bit of tours of what some of these newer facilities look like. As you know, we've been housed over on Norfolk Street. If you've ever been there, it's a fabulous facility that we outgrew about 20 years ago. And it houses all of our public works. It's streets, water, environmental services, parks, vehicle maintenance, facility maintenance. It's in the neighborhood, and it's, it's just, you know,
it's like a lot of people's garages where they park all their cars outside. Their garage is full of other stuff.
So we're starting tours to let our staff know what that looks like.
Awesome.
So they can see what the bells and whistles could be with, you know, locker rooms, you know, meeting rooms, what layouts. I think they have tours again.
We went Tuesday and looked. There's another one coming up.
And then later this month, we have some workshops working with them. We'll filter the information up, and we'll have all our supervisors and some of our higher level park maintenance workers in there to talk about you know, what the new building's going to look like. So that's an exciting project. But, you know, we're looking at an opening of that in probably 25.
And is the only access going to be out of Sloan?
Potentially, there could be a back door, I guess, down to other ODOT properties. So for those of you who don't know, this is a city purchased property. It was that was owned by ODOT that is right off of Salamo, kind of. If you, before you get to the 10th Street exit, look to the right, and the facility be up on a bank, you know, up above the freeway. No visibility whatsoever from above, not really, you know, you can see it from the freeway, but it's a great location to have a facility of this type that shouldn't bother anybody.
So it's not going to be open till 25.
Well, that's what they're projecting. I mean, I think, you know, because this is
big project.
It's projected in a $25 million project.
Yeah.
Split up between the five funds. So it's a big project, but, you know, part of it is, you know, it is going to be on a slope, you know, so it's not going to be perfectly flat.
Is it everything in this one?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean.
I tell my runners to go on a flat run to Ben. They said, not in this city.
You know, unfortunately with the public process, you know, if we get it kind of designed by the end of the year, you know, the public bid process is a 2-month process. Oh, now you're in February, now you have to build it for 10 months, I think. And that's kind of what it looks like.
It's pretty eye-opening to see what we've been doing without.
Without?
Yes. And yeah, we've been making do. I mean, it's been good exercise, I guess, but it's been, you know, 25 years for me of that. So, yeah. But it's pretty amazing, the new facilities, you know, how much better it'll be for everybody.
Sounds great.
Yeah, really happy to see that happen.
Yeah, it's an exciting thing for the city and all those workers that are out working every single day and don't have a place to hang their coat, don't have a place to lockers this day. Yeah, we love everything that goes with it.
No, I have it in the back of your truck.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Food workers. Yeah. I'm really happy on so many levels. Happy to see that happen.
Yeah.
Yes, it'll be nice. It'll
the
be
old great. One, I mean, parts that are. As old as the oldest part of the city.
Yeah, I'm surprised it hasn't been condemned.
Seriously. It's over in the middle of the neighborhood.
Yeah, there was actually a meeting tonight because, you know, neighbors didn't like what the landscaping looked like and the noise and the old, you know, the shelf, you know, the arborvitae need to be taller to screen. And, you know, so, I mean, being in the neighborhood is difficult. You know, so we'll work with it. And then move out. That'd be awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't have our board member here. Are you aware of any questions that the board?
No.
No, I'm sorry. For the board. Any items of interest from the board that you wanted to bring tonight? No. Okay. Go ahead. No. We're just moving right along. Summer reflections. So much happened this summer. So this is basically our regular, you know, what's going on in rec, what's going on in projects. But a little bit, there's so much that happened just from people's perspectives. What were some of the successes and are there any ideas as we think about next year?
Well, a lot of successes from our last meeting in July. So we had already had our fair. That was great. Our music in the parks. Oh my gosh, there were lots of people, lots and lots of people. We're looking at maybe trying to provide more food vendors. The lines were just really long. I mean, very well attended. It was great. We're probably going to move the time back again to 6:30 6:30. 7 was kind of late.
Okay.
It's getting dark and parents tend to leave sooner, you know, because it gets late. So we'll probably put that back at 6:30. Same location though. It's a great location. We had 3 new movies in the park. We had about 100 each night. We just thought about maybe switching it back up, you know, to different locations. Just because we're sound, you know, it gets well attended, but it's always, we might want to just move it around like we did before. So. It's kind of fun.
We talked about a big event fair. Yeah. At our last meeting, that it just, it went really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially for that weekend. It was that Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, having the carnival.
Yep. So we'll reach back out to Crystal. I'm going to reach back out probably next week. Just say, hey, you know, how are things going? Don't forget us. Because they're going to do their schedule in November, she said, for the following year. So we just want to keep, you know.
Send them flowers.
I know. I was like, send them, what do you need? Do they want a cupcake? Yeah, because they just had the, they were at the state fair too. So wow, still kind of recouping from that. Yeah. Yeah. But they were really great to work with. So we're really hoping to get them back. So we're pretty flexible on the weekends, you know, because we're kind of like, well, if they come back, that's great. You know, we'll kind of adapt. As far as projects,
how about the rec programs?
Oh yeah, so that they were really well attended. I did some calculations. You know, we had dance, we had outdoor camps, AWOL paddle sports, pickleball, soccer, our youth camps, YMCA engineering, and we had probably a little over 1,300 kids in camps throughout the summer. And I pulled some rosters, so a lot, yeah. We're just going to look at some of them we did have to cancel, and some of them seemed kind of like they were, you know, low enrollment during specific times, like mostly August, you know, like I think August. Families tend to travel more a little bit. It's hot. You know, we just kind of, we're looking at the low enrollments of certain weeks because they've been kind of consistent over the years a little bit. So we're going to kind of look at that and tweak some things. But yeah, our staffing was great for our day camps. So we're hoping that comes, they come back next year, or we get a lot of, you know, returners, because that was really helpful. Yes, yeah, so we could run our programs with enough staff.
It's great.
Mm-hmm. So all of our summer staff are pretty much gone. We did on the park maintenance side, we did have to, this is the first year that we've hired internally with the city through our HR, but we also went through a hiring service and employment department. To help get employees, that was, we were grateful because we got our two spray park attendants through that service, which was great that we found them. It does cost us about 30% more per hour, but you know, we were grateful we had. So, Mike, you want to address projects that happened this summer?
Before we go on the projects. Advisory board, do you have any feedback or observations on the events and rec programs?
My kids, I have two kids, one's in seventh grade and one's in eighth grade, boys, and they really enjoyed the fair this year. That's because last year wasn't obviously as fun with the rides and all. So just good job. They had a great time.
Good.
So thank you. Yeah.
Jane, Diana, do you have any feedback?
Just overall, I agree with Tara. I mean, I think they were well attended and a lot of interest. So I think it's great we do it. Yeah.
I think
they're all well received and well attended.
Okay. John?
Yeah, no, I really like music in the park. Great for families. And yeah, there's no doubt about the fact if you can bring more food, that would be, because it's at a time, you know. I took my grandson a couple of times, and my wife didn't want to come because it was too hot. Okay. But I mean, he didn't give a crap. But waiting in line for the food with a 2.5, 3-year-old is not the easiest thing. But yeah, more food would be good.
Yeah. I think.
But they're really good family. I mean, if you just take a view, if you took, you know, something up and you put something upside and took a look at the number of people that were there. And the families,
amazing,
really great family event. It's Westman.
Yeah, it's crowded. There's people everywhere. Yeah, it's amazing.
It's so interesting because you would need a drone because half the kids are on the playground. The older boys are out in the field. You know, it's just like everywhere.
Cardboard going downhill.
Yeah. I will say, I
can play any place.
Mm-hmm. In preparation for tonight, I went and talked with a lot of people who I know. Families who did rec programs, and of course, I love the music in the park and the fair. I heard nothing but rave reviews from everyone I talked to, and I would concur. I thought that you guys just did an outstanding job this summer. Mm-hmm. It was just really awesome. And I have to give a special shout out. You know, it's so hard to get live music that hits a broad spectrum of people. And I think you guys have a lot of savvy about, you know, it's like you get that middle sweet spot that really isn't going to offend anybody. It's just, it has a wide appeal. They do good covers. Mm-hmm. I was really impressed with quality.
And we had great sponsorship turnout this year. I mean, just amazing. I mean, Haley, our new Haley, she's just like calling people. I mean, just, they want to be on site. You know, a lot of people, they're just been awesome this year.
Yeah.
A lot of new ones, like Killer Burger, you know, a lot of little people opening up shops and stuff. Just wanting to be out there now. So that was really nice to see.
What I would suggest, and we haven't even talked, I just thought of this, but if the fair stays early in July because the carnival makes us, I think we could add another music in the park or two. They used to bump to be so close. We didn't have the staff to do the fair music in the park at the same time, but we could maybe add another music in the park in July, earlier July, which would be, I think the community would love, you know, to get back to 6 or 7. I think they'd go great.
That is
my, just my 2 cents.
Yeah. No, it's.
As I think about dates.
That would be good. Does the Park and Recreation Department have anything to do with the farmers market on Wednesdays?
We don't. The only thing we do is really they fill out a special events permit and we approve it along. You know, we work with Public Works kind of on the use of the public right of way, and we really just approve it per se. But if there are, you know, I think if there are public comments about that, besides, I don't know. Besides kind of how it's run, because we don't run it, but I mean, I think if there were issues with something else, we'd want to hear them because we do approve the event, right? With our Public Works, if there was something causing.
Do you have an observation?
Turmoil, you know, I mean, that would be good to hear, I guess. I mean,
yeah. Well, I have heard from neighbors with families with young children that they've gone, and in years past, I mean, many years ago, it used to be really more of like a farmer's market with vegetables, fruits, flowers, you know, traditional farmer's market, produce and things like that. And now I didn't go this summer because I was so busy. I usually try to go a couple times every summer, but some of the neighbors were talking about it and said that it seems like it's just all, it's not kid friendly at all. It's a lot of alcohol, different sorts of, you know, drinking type, I mean, I guess alcohol related booths and things and food, and that there really aren't, you know, the traditional products. Now, I don't know if that's an evolution that has happened, you know, in a short period of time, and if COVID affected that, or if that's just kind of the demographic that it's shooting for. But just, I brought it up because we're talking about family-oriented activities that the community enjoys, and that used to be one. You know, you take your kids, and I remember taking mine when they were younger, and we would eat there and, you know, hang out and pick out vegetables for the week or whatever. And it sounds like, I mean, there's just really not that type of product there now. Local, you know, local kind of crafty type things and stuff. But again, this is just anecdotal. I wasn't there witnessing it this summer.
They go just about every week, and there are definitely your distillery tastings. However, I bought peaches just last night. There are produce, there are flowers, and there's handmade crafts and that type of thing, soaps and such. But there is definitely a higher number of distilleries there. But it's certainly, I wouldn't say it's the majority. I mean, there's more than there have been in the past.
Okay.
And I'll just say, I know, and I haven't worked with them for a number of years, really, but they've always struggled, to be honest, to. I think they would love to have more farms there, and I don't know if it's because it's a Wednesday evening when it's hot or not, but or just they're competing. But I mean, I'm sure that they would take a lot more of those booths if they could get them. But you know, they did change the name to a summer market. It's not technically a farmer's market,
right?
I don't know if that might have been strategic for them. I don't know, but I do know that, you know, fruits and vegetables they'd love to have. I'm sure, but. Why it doesn't happen, I don't know any
in the metropolitan area. The big farmers market is from 6.
Because
I mean, that, you know, most people are working their farms, and it's easy for them to bring in and say, what we're going to do on Saturday mornings or whatever, is do that. So that's true in Portland, and true in Lake Oswego, of course.
Yeah, that's true.
We can pass it along that we heard that more fruits and vegetables would be nice. Yeah. I mean, that's, we know that, we can throw it out there. It's not a criticism, just a comment, right? I mean,
yeah,
sure.
Okay, so if there aren't any other events, rec, staffing, oh, just a thought, you might ask your HR department to send a little postcard to all your summer rec staff with a, we thank you, we are looking forward to seeing you next summer. And if you want to reapply for next summer, so we get an idea.
Heads up, applications will be
ready. We love you so
in March.
But, you know, that's something that a lot of HR departments are doing now for seasonal work. Oh. Is showing the love and asking them back and then getting, trying to get a pre-commitment. Mm-hmm. So just a thought.
Thank you.
We did have a couple of projects. We had the irrigation project that we just wrapped up over Sunset Tennis Court. Yeah. And I think that turned out pretty nice. I think it's going to look nice when the grass grows in. And then the parking, of course, at Mary S. got right. done. Parking blocks installed.
Yeah. It really looks nice. I mean, it was really professionally done.
And we'll be bringing, we'll be getting some plants in the rain garden when it starts raining.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense that I know people are saying they're not going to plant in June on this, but they want to be done. So then the key will be, even if we plant them in November, because I think that's what we're going to plant them, is that what's the winter like and will we have to do some kind of watering to keep them alive next summer? That's really hard to do.
They can usually get through.
Yeah.
But maybe we can put a temporary system up or something.
We might want to think about that.
Yeah.
The stuff that we planted in the park and far away from stuff that we couldn't get any water to. A lot of stuff hasn't even in the woods.
Yeah, stuff.
But the key is what your winter's like and how good a root system you get in the stuff that
you're right.
So just a little more on projects, things that have either happened or happening or going to happen. So Marylhurst Heights Park, we're going to redo a gravel pathway that circles the park that, you know, just kind of, you know, gets infiltrated with stuff. Marius Young, I think we've ordered all the wood. We need to rebuild one of the bridges down by the river.
Yeah,
I'm working with Oregon Parks and Rec Department because our 20-year lease is up in November for Marius Young Park. Mm-hmm. So we're updating that IGA from a lease to an IGA. A clean house, there's concrete work we've done previously, but we have on order a brand new gazebo down there. The other one is really old, falling apart. Robinwood Station, our newly finished project, has some failing asphalt. They didn't compact any of the ditches, so we're working down at Robinwood Station for that project. Down at Willamette, our staff did some upgrades on the main stage down there that we use for the fair traditionally. Sunset Park, we will be putting in a two-bay swing this week or next. I think all the parts are in. That'll have ADA swing and then a regular swing in the park. You know, the neighbors have wanted to swing forever. We should receive about 10 bike racks today tomorrow.
They came in the other day, yesterday, I believe. Yeah.
We've never been viewed as a biking community, but I think that is absolutely changing as electronic bikes are now alive. If you come to our building, you will see lots of people on e-bikes. Most of them are 16 illegally, but that's not taking force yet. But I think bike racks are appropriate as people bike around our town.
Electric motorcycles.
Athletic fields, we had our down Marius Young, all of our fields aerated, top dressed. Down at Willamette, we had to have turf fixed, artificial turf that was burnt on the 4th of July. So there's a lot of things are happening. A park staff will kind of now, park maintenance staff will kind of move from some of their just maintenance duties all summer, mowing, edging, blowing, trimming, cutting, and we'll start to do some of these projects through the winter. Bigger projects, we are still moving forward with the non-motorized boat projects at Willamette. You know, they're starting to do some of the arborist work. They're doing some of the boring near the river and just some of those different project or pieces of that projects that we have to keep going. They will be bidding historic City Hall renovation pretty soon. As soon as we get construction documents, that's probably about a $2 million project. Other than that, there's not a lot of bigger projects. We are, well, the other big project, we'll be planting hopefully another 300 trees this year, street trees. Council, we still have $100,000 that carried forward for the free street tree replanting program. And we've got a long list of people that want them. So those are starting to be ordered, and we'll get those planted sometime between November and March. Anything I missed out?
Along with the park trees.
Along with those, yeah.
Yeah.
Willamette Pond, maybe renovation?
Yeah, we're talking about, if you've been to Willamette, we have a pond that is fed by a natural spring. And over the years, sediment is just really building up. So it used to be a 4-foot deep pond, I think. And now if you walk in it, it's about 2.5 feet deep, and you're stuck in a big giant one right in the middle.
The one right in front of the main building. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so last year that is a pond, dude.
I know.
Well, yeah, it's
last year I got a feature. Last year I got a bid to use a big back truck to suck out some of the sediment, take it away. It was about $24,000. And then I realized that our city actually has the same back truck they use. So we're trying to coordinate with our public works right now a little bit when it's dry enough.
Yeah, do it right now.
When it's dry enough, but the park is so busy that we can get it done. So, and then we estimate there's about 80 to 100 yards of sediment in the pond, which is, you know, nine dump trucks full.
Yeah.
Roughly. I mean, it's quite a bit. So.
But yeah, the activities are all done in the parks now. So with the employee picnic, it's the last big one, right?
Yeah.
So we have a little very short window to get that truck in there, that huge truck, and do this.
That's it for projects, Dan.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, unless someone thinks of something else I forgot.
We redid the trauma shelter.
Oh, the shelter.
Yeah, the main shelter.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. I did it.
That was unexpected. Can't remember. This is really bad shape.
Great work. Great summer.
Yeah.
Really, really great summer.
Yeah, it was busy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any information from city council that they wanted from us? Okay. And do we need to provide any advice to city council? We don't need to advise city council that the survey needs to be changed. As far as a communication, we're going to take care of that before it goes to city council.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah. And if you send me everything, we'll get that to MIG. We'll start that conversation.
Okay.
Actually, ideally, when I look at my calendar, I meet with them Wednesdays at 11. Would Tuesday be possible to get comments?
Sure.
Anytime Tuesday, late Tuesday or first thing Wednesday morning that I can relay would be great. It would maybe bounce another week.
I think Patty was gone when we're talking about that.
So Patty, we talked about the survey and the downfalls and pitfalls of what we got presented. And every, you know, we had a number of comments on what our board would like to see improved, types of questions. So if you have input, feel free to send it to the group, or just make sure that Tara and I are on the list. Do the group is
okay.
Whoever you want to send it to. So thank you. If Tuesday works, that would be great. Anytime up to or Wednesday morning.
Okay.
Thank you. I apologize for that.
All right. So our next meeting is in October.
October 12th.
October 12th.
Second Thursday.
And we'll October 12th, we have on the agenda Willamette Park projects, but I would also be willing to bet that we're going to have introducing our new, hopefully
in something. Yeah. Yep.
Our new director. Okay. All right. Any other comments or feedback from the board? Then we are closing our meeting.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good work, Vicki. Way to move it along.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Wow.
Hi.
See you.
Thanks.
Set your record.